83, Buddha Diet, quotes from the Flower Ornament Scripture, or Beck. Epigraph from Ramon Gomez de la Serna, Buddha is the only religious founder never went on a diet. But still stunned in March by the rapid ascent of magnolia blossoms, scattering jewels in all directions, fascinated by boot crunch of stairway catkins that stayed firm till April rain, reborn as a baby with joy to kick legs again, joy dance in the kitchen to Beck's Que Onda Huero, bounce to Guatemalan soccer ball instant replay. Here, the transmission of rhythm. Here, joy embodied. A future tool to evaporate oceans of cravings, he wanted to say, with clear eyes and deep understanding, only slightly addled by moo, drunk with the orphan son of an illiterate carnival fry cook. Still stunned by the snowless winter, the stolen alley jasmine would perfume the home dance floor for a week, bounce to the joy of the baby's eighth dance, Que Onda Huero, Buddha, somewhere, eating ribs from Jones Barbecue with clear eyes revealing the treasury of non-regressing great compassion for the pig who wanted a taste of the Buddha, while stolen magnolia blossoms unfurl, explode into reluctant April, another wheel of teaching in reality-like space. Kick, 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 fat baby legs define joy in meat and tendons, signified by a five-toothed smile. The hymn of the Indian plum still echoes off the corridor walls. We'll remember soon where lilac trees hid all winter, and she may remember how, in El Español, to say, "What's up, gangster?" En un ritmo perfecto, Que Onda Huero. From gangster to winter kale gardener, mimic the Buddha's disdain for dieting.